I see a lot of people thinking that what they do or what they have to say doesn't bring value, but it can be something really small because you're an expert in your field or you know what you're talking about, what product you are selling. And for you, you're in that space all day long, basically. But for other people, they're not, and it's just a part of their day or something they like to hear about. And for you, it can seem like you're repeating yourself a lot, or like it doesn't matter, or like even everyone knows that, but everyone doesn't.
You're listening to Marketed by AHBC Group.
Hello and welcome to Marketed, the podcast that inspires and guides authentic entrepreneurs to build the soulful brand of their dreams and lead a purpose-driven business. I am Annie-Louise Chavin, the host of this podcast and the founder and brand builder-in-chief at AHBC Group, a branding agency based in Miami, Florida. So today we are covering a topic that is Instagram captions. So quite specific, and it's been a request from one of you who said that she found that it was one of the hardest things to do, to find ideas on how to actually write Instagram captions. And you know that I love to give you actionable tips. So here we go. First of all, I want to cover kind of why captions are important, because as we know, Instagram is said to be a very visual social network. It's basically based on photography, now video as well. But especially for businesses, captions are actually crucial for it actually not to be just posting pretty pictures. And I think a lot of people don't love the platform because of kind of the superficial aspect that is linked with the platform. And I think that's actually that captions are a way to make it less superficial, because it's not just about posting a pretty picture and having the aesthetic feed, although, you know, I love the aesthetics, but it's also about creating like meaning and depth and kind of going into more depth into like, why are you posting this picture? Captions are really important, especially for businesses, for a few things. They can help you explain what you offer, so bring clarity, showcase your work or your products. They can also help you connect with your audience. So whatever your goal in the effective section is, it will help you reach it. So it can be entertaining, building trust, being a likable brand. It can be a bunch of things, and social media really enables you to connect with your audience if used right. But if you only post a picture and like one emoji and that's all of your feed, because sometimes that can be okay to do, but if all of your feed is just a collection of pictures, that doesn't really work and you cannot really connect. And then it can also help you reach your business goals, which we love. So it can help you drive traffic to your site, generate sales, etc., etc. So super important. So now let's get into it. What's the anatomy of a good caption? First of all, I think you want to start with a good hook that will grab the attention of your reader. So you want your photo and your first line, first two lines of the caption to be scroll stopping. A few things that you can use to do that would be to state a fact, like, did you know that this and this and that? And then you go into something, or try to think of stuff that, oh, when I read just those two lines, I would want to read the rest. And maybe you can start by writing your caption as you would, and then you go back and you're like, do I have the anatomy of the good caption? So starting with the hook, do I have a good hook? Can I make it a little better? And that's the ideal caption, but then it can vary. And if you have like at least two or three of those elements, you'd be good. Also with the hook, you can link it to the picture. So sometimes, I don't know if you're posting a photo and it's yourself and you're making a specific face, you can write about that. Or if there's something specific on the photo that you can comment, it kind of acts as the title basically of the caption. And yeah, you want to make the reader want to read more. Then second, we go into the content of the caption. So that's probably what you would write if you were starting out, like you would write that, and maybe you will want to add the other elements around that kind of as your checklist. But the content is basically your main message, and it's what you want to say with that caption. And with that, you really want to ask yourself how you can bring value to your audience. And then we'll kind of go into the different ways that you can bring value to your audience on Instagram. But yeah, that's basically, are you sharing something valuable? And I see a lot of people thinking that what they do or what they have to say doesn't bring value, but it can be something really small because you're an expert in your field, or you know what you're talking about, what product you are selling, and for you, you're in that space all day long, basically. But for other people, they're not, and it's just a part of their day or something they like to hear about. And for you, it can seem like you're repeating yourself a lot, or like it doesn't matter, or like even everyone knows that, but everyone doesn't. And I actually do realize that a lot when I get questions and specific questions, like for this podcast, for instance. And sometimes it's even hard to explain, and I have to kind of go into the process and analyze the process that I go through in order to explain it to you guys. But for me, that's not like questions that I would ask myself, like how to write an Instagram caption, because it's what I do most days, or like it's a big part of what I do, and I'm used to doing that. So that's not even something that I would have as a question. But if you want to bring value to your audience, a great way to start is to just answer the questions that people ask you. And if you don't have a huge audience yet, it doesn't have to be your followers on Instagram, but it can just be your clients or someone you met at a party and you told them about your business and they ask you that question because that's what people are apparently interested in knowing about your business. Then the last part of the caption is the close. Basically, this is where you will have your CTA, so your call to action. With the CTA, you can target for engagements. So you have to basically tell people what you expect them to do or what you ideally would want them to do with this post. Like, okay, great, I read that piece of information. Now, what do I do with it? The goal for this specific post can be engagement. So you can cue engagement by asking them to comment this or that. Asking a question at the end of a caption is a great way to do that. So for instance, I don't know, you were mentioning like different things in your caption and you ask them what they prefer. It can be just, can you relate with that? Or ask a question that relates to your caption, but asking them about their opinion. Then your CTA can also be a redirection. So you redirect them to your blog or your site or another platform. So in my case, sometimes it's the podcast. If you want them to go more into depth. So if you have other pieces of content that provide more depth, and basically the Instagram post is just the teaser to something else that you're doing. And if they've gain value from that post already, or they're like interested in learning more, they would go to that and have even more depth to what you were saying. And then the last thing that you can also do with the close is conversion. So basically selling something, and that should be more rare to directly do that. But sometimes you're launching something and basically, you would redirect them somewhere unless you're selling directly on Instagram and you have your products linked there. Then you would do a lot of conversion through posts. But otherwise, you can redirect to your site and ask people to book, to purchase your product, or tell them exactly what they need to do in order to access what you're talking about. And then another thing that I want to mention regarding the anatomy of a good caption is the use of emojis. So I think that the use of emojis should also be defined in your brand voice. And I know that when we craft a brand voice for brands, we do include specific words that we want to use and words that we don't want to use. And we also include the emojis. And yeah, emojis are great to visually appeal to the reader and to kind of structure your caption. So for instance, I love to use them as bullet points. So I would use an emoji that represents that specific sentence and the specific topic I'm talking about in that next sentence, and kind of structures it, and the eye goes to the emoji, and then naturally you would go from left to right and read the thing that follows. So it kind of helps the reader, especially for long captions. It helps to kind of separate and kind of design your post in some way. So now that you kind of know what's the anatomy of a good caption and how to craft a good caption, you also want to know, like, how do I know what to talk about in the first place? And for that, oftentimes when you're lost and you're stuck and you don't have ideas about like what you want to write about in your captions, I think it can be two things. We'll cover one of them. I think one of the things can be you're not confident, or you're just not used to that, and you feel like, oh, Instagram is not for me, and it's more of a mindset thing, which I think would be interesting to also cover, but in another episode. And then the other thing is, I think you don't have a strong enough strategy in place. And it's not even the whole strategy, but I think for that, you should define your content pillars. So basically, what are the like 3 to 5 different topics that you want to cover on your Instagram? And so what I do for clients, maybe I will share that in the linked blog, but basically we have a circle and we have each type of content and of like topic that we want to cover in their account. And then we kind of attribute a percentage to each of them. The main ones that you can think of, so those are broad categories. And then you can take from those and make them even more specific. First, we have inform or educate. So you can share an information or share something that will basically teach something, or that your audience will learn something through that post. So for instance, that's kind of what I'm doing with the podcast episodes, or like even the captions in the podcast episode. We try to have, even if it's like really short, but we try to have like one piece of information on there. And that's also what we do a lot with the carousel posts that are linked to our blog. So we share like specific tips, and the goal of those posts is really to educate the audience. Second, you can do posts that will entertain your audience. So it's a post that's more like, it can be funny, it can be like a bunch of different things. It's just entertaining. And I think we see a lot of those through Instagram. You can always link them even to a business, so you don't have to be super serious even if you're a business, and people love to be entertained, especially on Instagram, where for most people, especially if you're a B2C business, so business to consumer, and you're speaking directly to consumers, they're on there on their free time, like personal time. So they're kind of going there to get distracted. It's like watching TV or watching YouTube, except for a super short period of time. So entertainment is always good. And you can do that while also kind of educating, or it doesn't even have to educate or inform or anything, but you will in some way also inform about at least what you're doing or what your industry is. Because let's think of something funny like a meme or a reel. Usually it's stuff that it's like relatable in your category. So for instance, if I were to share like, I don't know, a meme about graphic design, so you guys would know like it's fun. That's the first goal, but you guys know that we design brands, basically. So it's kind of also informative. The third thing you can do through Instagram posts is to inspire or motivate. And that can be done a bunch of different ways. And one way that's super easy for you to put in place and that I like to use for clients is using quotes. So using quotes is a great way to also show what you're doing in your business and you want it to kind of relate to your business, but also it's kind of inspiring, motivating. And then the fourth and last thing that you can do with your content pillars is to convert. And I don't usually use that one on its own, and it's more when there's an occasion to, but then I think it really depends on your business. But you can have specific posts that are only for conversion. So I think there will always be some sort of information about the offer, the product you're selling, like you kind of have to inform, but it doesn't have to explain the whole thing. It can just be like, you like what's on the picture, get it here, straight to the point, and maybe just only a CTA or like a hook and a CTA. And it doesn't have to explain a lot more. Basically, in your content pillars, you want to kind of find a mix between those four. So number one, inform or educate. Number two, entertain. Number three, inspire or motivate. And number four, convert. And once you've defined those and kind of the percentage that each of them will have in your feed, it will become way easier for you to write content. Because I think one thing that everyone has with Instagram content is that it's kind of like a blank page kind of thing where you're like, what do I even write about? No one cares about what I have to say. I don't even know what they want to know. And when you have that, you know, like, let's say you'll be posting three times a week, and let's say you want to have like 40% of your feed being about informing, educating. So you know, basically then you can go in and be like, okay, 4 in every 10 posts will be like educating. So then you can go in and kind of know each day what you have to write about. And I think that's more helpful to have that structure because basically you're answering a question like, what do people want to know? And then you can also like drill down into that, like inform. And then you will have different products, different offers. And then you can think like, okay, for this specific month, we're launching this product, this offer, and we want to talk about that. But it can also be like you have ongoing stuff and ongoing offers and services, like for me. And then you want to be like, okay, 50% of our content is about information and informing people, giving them clarity about what we do, showcasing our work. So those are different content pillars within that main content pillar. So for instance, for information, we will have information about our services. So did you know we do this and that? That's how the process works, etc., etc. Then we also have the showcasing our work. So like whenever we do a website, a design, we show it on our Instagram and we share it. So it's kind of different, but it's also within the same content pillar that's like informing. And then we have the more educational posts, so like the podcast and the blog that goes out every Monday. And then you kind of have a schedule and you know like, oh, okay, on that day, this is what goes out. Once a week, I'll have a podcast or a blog. So that's on Mondays once a week. And then once a week, I also have one thing that I'm showcasing a service that I'm doing. And then once a week, I also have something that's about showcasing previous work that we've done. And then I also know that once a week, I will have something that's more either entertaining or either inspiring. So either a quote or a funny reel. And that really helps you because you can kind of see what you're missing right now and what you need to do. And you kind of have a plan and like, yeah, like a prompt that about what you actually need to write about that day. Then one thing that you're going to want to do once you have that kind of put in place, let's say try that out for a month and you do your posts and everything, and then you want to kind of analyze your metrics. You can already go in if you have your Instagram that's been active and you can have a look and see what it says, but you want to go into your insights on Instagram and you want to check what types of posts are the most popular. So basically, when you go into insights on the Instagram app, so I'm doing it at the same time so I can really guide you through it. So you're on your profile page, you click insights, you have to have a business account to do that, and you'll have an overview. So you'll have the last 7 days. I'm going to click on there and go into last 30 days, because it gives me like more posts to see from. And usually your content pillars, you spread them through like a full month. So you have like all types of content pillars that you're doing. And then you have the overview. And then you'll have like the content you shared. So you'll see all your stories. And then you can click on posts. And then you'll see all of your posts. So automatically it puts it like from the last year, but I'm going to click there and put last 30 days on the top right. And then we'll see which has the best reach. So those are the posts that I posted that the highest number of people saw, basically, from Instagram. So we have the reach that you can check. You can also check the likes. So you'll see, are they different? Are they the same? And what is it that all of them do? And then you'll also have post interactions. Have a look through all of them, but basically you want to do likes, reach, and maybe like something that showcases your engagement. So kind of a mix of comments, shares, and saves, so that you know that people are interested, and maybe something that tells you how well it converts. So like website taps, for instance, or email button taps, something like that. And you can see which posts help you do what, and you will see which posts are the most popular and help you achieve what goal. And for me, like those metrics that I mentioned, it's always the same post that comes that is super interesting in order to know what performs best. And for instance, for me, the one that comes first in the last 30 days is how to build a strong personal brand. And it's the carousel post that I made about that. So I know that people love my post about educational content, because a lot of those are in the best reach and in the most liked post, basically. And if I see before that, in the last 3 months, yeah, I have a lot of posts that are those carousels or the podcast posts that are really liked the most and that get the most reach. So that's super interesting for me to know that people enjoy that and that basically I should do more of those. And that's why it's like 50% of my content pillars. And yeah, you want to make sure that you have a good mix still, because some types of posts may be the most popular, like you get the most likes, and then if you really go deep into the insights, you may see that for instance posts that are like more salesy or that help you sell something, they don't have as many likes, but those are the ones that people do website taps or that they will email you through that post, because it's super clear and straight to the point. And you also need those. Your Instagram is not just to get likes and look pretty. If you have a business, you want to achieve something with that website, and usually that's selling something. And then, yeah, before I leave you, I wanted to give you a few caption ideas. And basically, I thought we could do a 1 week of social media post challenge. And I'm going to give you 5 prompts. So we're doing a work week. And I'm going to give you 5 prompts. And basically, you can answer those. And that will be your caption. And make sure to refer back to the anatomy of a good caption to make sure you answer those. And you add your hook. And then you also add your close, so your call to action. So first one is, what do you love about what you do? There I want you to showcase what you're doing and explain to people why you're doing what you're doing. And I want you to basically share your passion. And if you're doing something, usually it's because you chose that and you love it. And that's super important for people to know that you like what you're doing and what you're hoping to bring them through what you're doing. So what do you love about what you do? Second one is, what do your customers or clients say they love about your offer? So it can be a small thing. And basically here, I want you to highlight your added value and your uniqueness as a business. And it's way easier. Sometimes you don't even know yourself, but it's way easier when it's coming from a client or customer, because that's what they said that they loved about your process. So it can be like your process, it can be your creativity, it can be the quality of your product, it can be how fast the product was shipped. Like, it can be the smallest thing, but really detail that. Like, our customers often say this and that, that they love that about our offer, our product, our process, whatever. And indeed, we try to do this and this and that to bring you the best quality or whatever it may be. So expand on that. The third prompt is, what do your customers or clients say is a pain point or problem in their life, and how do you solve it? So basically, super simple, like, do you relate with that it's so annoying to do this or that? And we do too, and we hear a lot of our clients say that, and we hear you, and that's why we created this product. That's why we created this offer, and it will solve that problem and just make your life way better. Then the fourth one is to share one of your favorite quotes and explain how it relates to your business or speaks to you personally. So you can share the quote as a picture and then you explain in the caption, or you can just share a photo and the hook will be the quote and then you explain how it relates to your business. And the fifth prompt is, next time you find a fun or cool reel that you like, you save the audio and you use it to create a reel for your business. So whichever audio it is that you like, usually there's a way to make it relate to your business, even if it's not in the same industry. And that actually will be better because it will make you just more creative. And that's something that you're not copying from someone else in your industry. That can also be super blocking when you're trying to write captions, because you feel like you're copying someone else. So if you don't look at other people that much, it will also help you and make you more unique. And yeah, if you haven't already, you can also download the social media strategy workbook. That's our website. It's in our link in bio on Instagram, and it's free, and it helps you go through your social media strategy, and it will help you to basically define your brand voice, also define your content pillars. And before you do your content pillars, if you want to do that, that would be great. Thank you for listening to Market It. I'm your host, Anne, and I hope this episode brought you value. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean a lot if you could take a few minutes to rate and review the podcast and follow along on Instagram at AHBC Group so we can stay in touch and so you can let us know if there is a specific topic you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Talk soon!